The number of farmers' markets in New York has more than doubled in the last dozen years, according to recent figures from the state. But fresh tomatoes, peaches, and corn aren't an easy sell in every neighborhood, and by one estimate, 50% of new farmers' markets close within 5 years. WNYC's Fred Mogul reports on one Brooklyn green market that is struggling.
So how you sell any pumpkin?
At the Crown Heights Farmers Market, George Chang is buying some callaloo. He describes it as a Caribbean spinach and says shopping here is a highlight of his week.
This callaloo is very hard to get. It's a West Indian speciality. When you try it, you'd like it.
The market is a modest one on a stretch of Lefferts Avenue next to a neighborhood park. It has only two booths. There's one run by farmer Roderick Brown from Suffolk County, Long Island. He focuses on produce for his fellow Caribbean immigrants. And there's a much bigger spread from Iona Hill Farm in New Jersey, which offers everything from cherry tomatoes to Bartlett pears to meadow flowers. Both operations are struggling to break even.
Last 2 weeks have picked up just a little bit. Sales have not skyrocketed.
David Faust is one of the sales managers for Iona Hill Farm.
But as it looks right now, we're going to move forward and still try our best to continue with this season.
The market opened last fall with great fanfare, shortly after the 20th anniversary of the Crown Heights riots. Part of the idea was to bring the area's blacks and Jews together. But mainly, it was to improve the produce offerings in the junk food-filled neighborhood, says Nancy Katz, who founded the market.
I think many people don't understand with the obesity epidemic is that those parents don't want to be obese. They want their children to be obese. It's a question of access to resources.
A former investigative reporter for the Daily News, Katz helped root out corruption in the local school and court system. She didn't think starting a market would be easy, but she says she was perhaps naive about what it would take to build an organization and sustain enthusiasm for the market.
I like to write. I'm a creator. But this job requires managing people and having very good people skills. I've been a terrible hirer.
Kat spent years trying to get the market started as part of her group Seeds in the Middle, which brings arts and athletics into a nearby public school. State government and various nonprofits both helped and hurt her quest for funding.
You take in people that you can't, you shouldn't, and so I've had to let go people that have high need, but my organization's going to fall apart. I can't be a philanthropist right now anymore. I have to find competent people who can make this thing grow and work because it has incredible promise.
The market did a big business when it debuted last fall, but when it reopened earlier this summer, shoppers didn't return in droves. On one popular Jewish website in the neighborhood, some commenters complained about high prices and urged people to keep their money in the community. That may have had some effect, but during my visit, there was a steady stream of Orthodox Jews picking up produce for their Sabbath soups and salads. Hillary, who declined to give her last name, thinks maybe shoppers are staying away for more secular reasons.
People like to go to one-stop shops, you know? It's not open every day. It's only open once a week, you know? So it's hard. If you have the family things going on, you got to get the kids ready and come or nap time. It's hard.
It's not clear whether the Crown Heights market will survive. The New Jersey farmer who urged Nancy Katz to take a leap of faith and promised to help her along the way got cancer and died quickly just last weekend. For now, his Iona Hill crew is continuing to come sell produce. So is the other farmer, Roderick Brown. But Brown is concerned. He's bringing home a lot of unsold pumpkins and callaloo at the end of the day.
It has potential. That's all I can say about it. I can't tell it's going anywhere yet. I love it, man. This I love. I want to do nothing else.
Brown has also started selling callaloo to a wholesaler, something he'd like to do more. He makes half the profit per box he does selling retail at the green market and says it's nowhere near as fun as sitting around talking to customers. But man, it's nice to sell 20 boxes of the leafy greens all at once, wholesale. For WNYC, I'm Fred Mogul.